Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, everybody, this is straight out of a horror movie. There is a very disturbing tweet going viral right now where a service member, under the condition of anonymity with his identity protected, wrote to the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, a foundation meant to protect the religious freedoms of people in the military. And this member described a combat readiness briefing they attended last Monday in which their commander told the unit to not be afraid of what was happening in Iran because it was all a part of God's divine plan. The commander then cited the Book of Revelation, he cited Armageddon, and he said that Donald Trump had been anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran and mark the return of Christ to earth. And he said this with a big grin on his face and a level of certainty that put chills down the spine of the person writing this letter. Now, that was one complaint. I want to point out, this is the incredibly eerie part. I want to point out, a religious freedom group said 200 troops sent similar complaints across the country. 200 troops sent complaints to the Military Religious Freedom Foundation saying their commanders were using biblical grounds to launch this war and try to, I guess, hype everybody up and get them okay with the idea of death. It's funny, they claim to be fighting Islamic extremism and people who are martyrs for their religion, who have certainty of paradise, yet they are using rhetoric that perfectly mirrors martyrdom. We're going to break all of this down. The worst part is Pete Hegseth, our current Secretary of War, did an interview with 60 Minutes that just aired last night. In this interview, he talks a little bit about his religious beliefs with the military, and he confirms all of our worst beliefs. This is a top-down notice coming from Pete Hegseth, a top-down order coming from Pete Hegseth for all generals to use biblical grounds to wage this holy war. Pete Hegseth uses the word crusade deliberately. Generals use the word crusade deliberately when they're not supposed to. So drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. This is all incredibly important. Let's just start from the beginning. This tweet went viral a few days ago. 5 million views. It says, "This is absolutely effing nuts. U.S. military commander addressing his troops. Quote, President Trump has been anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon and mark his return to Earth. This is an email written on March 2nd of 2026, about 48 hours after the war was launched, to Mikey at Military Religious Freedom. It says, Mr. Weinstein, thank you for taking my calls and the calls of some of my colleagues as to what happened earlier this morning with our combat unit. Please protect my identity and the identities of those I'm speaking for as we discussed. Our unit is not currently in the combat zone, AOR, regarding the Iranian attacks, but we are in a ready support function where we could be deployed there any moment to join and augment the combat operations as participants. I am an NCO rank withheld in our unit. The morning our commander opened up the combat readiness status briefing by urging us to not be afraid as to what is happening with our combat operations in Iran right now, he urged us to tell our troops that this was, quote, all part of God's divine plan, and he specifically referenced numerous citations out of the Book of Revelation referring to Armageddon and the imminent return of Jesus Christ. He said that President Trump, quote, President Trump has been anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire. He had a big grin on his face, which made his message seem even more crazy. Absolutely absurd. And then we learn that U.S. commanders across more than 30 military bases told troops the Iran war is part of God's plan. This signals that this was a top-down order. And let's listen to what Pete Hegseth had to say during a 60 Minutes interview.
When you made that reference to the providence of Almighty God, is there any part of you, Mr. Secretary, that views any of this in a religious context?
I mean, obviously, we're fighting religious fanatics.
Okay. So he should stop there and say, but no, from our point of view, we just use data, we use our best intelligence, and we try to minimize casualties because we care about our people. But no, he does actually care about religion more and is okay with people dying. Listen, starting a business can be rather daunting. It's pretty terrifying. There are so many different areas to build into. There's a website, there's the sales end, there's the marketing, but Shopify is a tool that has helped me and millions of other businesses take that leap and make the best decision you'll ever make, which is building something of your own. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and about 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, helping everyone from major brands to entrepreneurs who are just getting started. Shopify makes it easy to build professional online stores that your customers can interface with, and it's packed with a bunch of helpful AI tools that can write descriptions, write headlines, enhance your product, help you sell, and help improve your business. Shopify brings everything together in one place, from inventory to payments to then analytics, seeing how the progress that you've made to the marketing tools. So you can build your team with Shopify. It's time to turn those what ifs into reality. Check out your $1 per month trial below at shopify.com/mockler. Again, you can get a $1 per month trial if you click the top link in the description and go to shopify.com/mockler. Thank you all, and back to the video.
Who seek a nuclear capability in order to for some religious Armageddon. But from my perspective, I mean, obviously I'm a man of faith who encourages our troops to lean into their faith, rely on God. There's no atheists in foxholes. Your mortality is right in front of you. I remember prayer for me on combat missions, how important that was. That's why we're making the chaplain corps great again and active again, making sure we're pouring into the faith of our troops. My Christian faith, faith in general, is important to the president. It's important in our fighting ranks to give them perspective, you know, on human nature, on their own humanity, on our own mortality. And we lost a lot of that with sort of...
What he said there was just genuinely illegal. The U.S. military must remain neutral, neither promoting nor prohibiting religion. So when he says he urges troops to be more religious, you're not supposed to do that. I mean, listen, praying while you're in the military is totally fine. Do whatever you want. You have the individual liberty to do whatever you want to maximize your own happiness. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and have as many different Bibles as you want or Qurans or whatever the hell. But the idea that you should pressure people to lean into their religion is not what we like to hear, especially from somebody who has a Jerusalem cross tattooed across his chest. It's Pete Hegseth, which is a symbol associated with the medieval crusades. The same imagery that has appeared on the weapons of people who see themselves as Christian warriors. There have been domestic terrorists in the past who see themselves as Christian warriors with the same cross. And I'm not saying that that's what Pete Hegseth is, that he's like the same thing as the person who shot up these schools. But Hegseth has a vision of a holy war that breaks out, and that is becoming increasingly clear. Adam Cochran says, "This is unhinged. If you want to pray for our troops and ask God to protect them, I respect that. That's fine. That's totally fine. But the U.S. does not do holy wars. God does not do politics. No man who thinks the president is anointed and rambling about the second coming should be responsible for the safety of our troops." Here is Pete Hegseth speaking back a few years ago, talking about the Iran war, having a religious meeting, talking about rebuilding the Third Temple. I mean, Pete Hegseth quite clearly wants to wage a holy war and is apathetic at the very least to our troops dying in the process.
As you stand there, you can't help but behold the miracle before you. And it got me thinking about another miracle that I hope all of you don't see too far away. Because 1917 was a miracle. 1948 was a miracle. 1967 was a miracle. 2017, the declaration of Jerusalem as the capital, was a miracle. And there's no reason why the miracle of the reestablishment of the temple on the Temple Mount is not possible.
So he's looking for a holy war in the region. Here is Pete Hegseth being asked about Russia helping target Americans.
Does this put U.S. personnel in any more danger than they otherwise would be?
Well,
the Russian involvement.
No one's putting us in danger. We're putting the other guys in danger. That's our job. So we're not concerned about that. We mitigate it as we need to. Our commanders factor all of this. But the only ones that need to be worried right now are Iranians that think they're going to live.
Okay, that's some crazy rhetoric. A few things to break down. The only ones who need to be worried are Iranians who think they are going to live. So you're waging war against the entire Iranian population that we were supposed to be freeing. The population is not the problem. The civilians are not the problem. They've been through hell and back due to the regime that you claim to dislike. But it's not actually about that. He's not ideologically principled against the Iranian regime. He is fighting a holy war. And you can tell he's fighting a holy war because he's apathetic when another adversary, Russia, who what I would argue is worse on the global stage, a more looming threat than a lot of the countries Pete Hegseth cares about, Russia is helping Iran target troops and Pete Hegseth is apathetic. I would like just one person in this administration to take seriously the threat of Russia, especially surrounding this war right here. Russia sees a perfect vacuum to come in, fund Iran, prolong this war, hurt the United States, weaken our reserves, and then double down on Russia and Eastern Europe and catch all of us by surprise. Not us by surprise, we know, but the administration by surprise. And Pete Hegseth is apathetic. He doesn't care because he's telling U.S. troops that this is all a part of God's divine plan. That is what the watchdog said. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.